Harry Kiko comes to harness racing and horse racing in general as a virgin, you might say. Terry, welcome to Trot Radio.
Oh, thanks. I've never been described that way, or it's been a while since I've been described that way.
Well, I'm glad for your sake. Now, you are coming into this position without any kind of racing background, as I understand.
That's correct.
Tell us a bit about your yourself and your background.
I'll give you sort of the long and the short version. The long version is I've been with the government of Alberta for about the last 30 years in various senior executive positions. And over the last 10 years particularly, I've worked on various projects, primarily aimed at operational organizations, building organizations, improving the performance of organizations, those kinds of things. Everything from a major sporting event back in 2001 in Edmonton, the World Track and Field Championships, most recently, I've just completed a contract with an organization called Rural Alberta's Development Fund, which was a $100 million investment fund, basically, and built the organization, helped put the board governance process together, and all the things that allowed us to invest up to $70 million at this point in trying to grow and build rural Alberta.
So, let me ask you something. Do you think you can talk the people in that fund into handing off about about $10 million to the folks at Balzac? Because I'm sure that would really put them over the top.
Well, it was either that or win the lottery last Friday, which was about $30 million. So neither of those, I think, will work.
Okay.
But I think, you know, I've certainly over the last 3 years and over my career, I have a pretty strong tie back to rural Alberta. And
have you been a horse racing fan up until this point?
On and off. Early on, I think when before we had kids, as I explained to somebody, we spent much more time at the racetrack than we have since we had kids. Like everybody, I've, you know, sort of moved on to other forms of entertainment and things. Have lots of friends who are involved, and certainly have lots of people who've talked to me in the last, 6 days or so since the announcement was made about their opinions.
I'll bet you've had a lot so far. Now, the horse racing community is very pleased, it would appear, at least on the surface, about the fact that you're coming in with a fresh slate, that you don't have that intergenerational background in horse racing. Why do you think that's going to be a positive?
I hope that folks can see that, that number one, I do come in with a fresh set of eyes. I don't have any preconceived notions around horse racing. I think that some of my experiences, including the ones I described, plus looking after Alberta's centennial back in 2005, I think I've left a strong track record of being able to work with diverse organizations, with significant issues, and been able to build the kinds of relationships that allow organizations to move forward. And I think that's what I bring.
There might be some real benefit to that, because you're not coming in, and those in the industry are not going to view you as, oh yeah, he used to work for so-and-so, he was friends with so-and-so, and I knew that guy. You know what I mean? It's the old mindset that you don't bring to the table. The lack of another A track, and I alluded to it earlier with Balzac, seems to be one of the biggest challenges that you're going to be facing. How do you hope to attack that?
Well, I mean, number one, I need to learn more about it. I mean, I'm not even on the job yet. Already people are asking me to solve it.
Fix that, will you, Terry?
Fix that before you start, if you can. I mean, I need to have a sense of what's gone on. I need to have a sense of who's involved, but I mean, any time you're down to one track, I mean, obviously the fewer tracks, the fewer dates to run, the fewer opportunities to win purses, all that goes hand in hand. And you know, you're missing 1.5 million people in terms of your marketing.
Exactly, one of the biggest markets in the country. Have you worked at all in the past, or are you familiar with Max Gibb? I take it you are.
Yeah, actually, it's really interesting. Max Gibb and I go back to our early careers in sports. Now, I have not talked to Max in, I think, 100 years, but not quite that long. So, you know, Max and I will have to reacquaint ourselves. And certainly, I mean, like I say, I mean, I know there's issues. I've worked with the Stampede Board before. I've worked with Northlands. Some of these folks I know from other projects that I've worked on. So You know, I'm not walking in blind that I don't know anybody, but I think I'm walking in, you know, with hopefully that fresh set of eyes. It's a huge challenge. There's no doubt, and I think the biggest challenge, Norm, is how do we move this forward? I mean, instead of talking about what was and what happened, and, you know, that's all great, but you know what? That's history. And we have to find a way to move this thing forward if we're going to benefit horse racing in this province.
It seems the biggest challenge is coming up with $10 million. Max Gibb has said that the current investors are willing to match it if he and his people can find an extra $10 million. It's easy to look upon Alberta as a province with deep pockets.
Yeah.
What do you think needs to be done to get that kind of scratch?
Well, again, I mean, without knowing some of the background of, you know, what's gone on and stuff, I mean, you know, yes, we're a province with deep pockets, but we're a province that every day you pick up the paper, there's another budget cut, there's another university looking for $60 million. So, you know, right now, economically, I mean, even though we're probably not as bad off as some of the folks in other parts of the country, we have some issues in this province, and we're going to have to work within those issues. I don't know what that means. I mean, I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk to the gaming people. I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk to the ag minister. But, you know, over the next few months, what I hope to do is get out there and meet with people, have a chat, and find out, you know, what's the most pressing things. What, you know, what's the range of things that people are willing to move on, and how can we start to address that? I think, you know, if I just want to add, Norm, that I think, you know, the new chair of HRA and the board, they, you know, from my perspective, have started down a pretty good road. My job's to come in there and help that road continue to get paved and hopefully move this organization and horse racing in a direction that everybody can feel that they're valued and that we can start to resolve some of the issues, you know, one at a time.
Yeah. Don't want to put too much pressure on you, seeing as how you haven't even started the job yet, but have you had a chance to glance over the 151-page report by George Cuff for the Solicitor General yet? I understand that HRA is prepared to adapt all of those recommendations.
Yeah, I had a look at it when we were going through the process, when they were, you know, trying to convince me to come over to the organization. But again, I honestly haven't had the time to kind of go in there and understand what it means. And, you know, I mean, again, I would want to sit down with George at some point in time. Worked with him years ago.
Well, you're well connected.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, when you've been around for 30 years in this province, you got to know a couple people, right?
You got to figure. So I guess the bottom line here is, you know, you've had success in other endeavors.
Yep.
Why horse racing now?
I guess it's just me. You know, one of the things that I always, you know, particularly the last 10 years, have looked at and is looked at what are the challenges out there. And I think this one has some unique challenges that I think I can contribute to. It took Shirley and the board a while to convince me of that. But, I'm really excited by the leadership at HRA now. I know that there's huge issues. I mean, I'm not trying to downplay any of these issues, but I think we have some opportunities. I think the economy's starting to change. I think there's some movement in this province in terms of horse racing. And maybe if we can find that new path, then we can make some changes. And, you know, that's who I am. I like to build. I like to, you know, go in and help organizations move forward. And this one just kept getting me more and more intrigued the more they talked to me. And finally, they, you know, I guess I said yes.
Well, it's the best game in the world, and I say that for all breeds of racing horses and horse racing. Welcome to the fold.
Thank you.
We wish you the best of luck in this new endeavor over at Horse Racing Alberta. Terry Kiko, the new COO of HRA, thanks again for being on Trot Radio.
Thanks, Norm. Thanks for having me.